Trumas, Perek Zayin Mishnehei. Shtei kupois, two baskets, achas shel truma v'achas shel chulin. One of them was a truma basket, one of them was a chulin basket. Shenafla saw truma l'toich achas mehen, ve'en yadu le'ezim enafla. There was a saw of truma that fell into one of them, and he didn't know which one that it fell into. Harei yani oimer l'toich shel truma nafla. So we can be toil and say that it fell into the truma one. Now the Rav says that we're toil l'heter, we assume that it fell into the truma one, and everything stays the same way it stayed. In other words, when there's the ability to stay in the status quo that it was, where the one that it's going to fall into is not going to aser anything, because if we say that it fell into truma, the truma stays as truma, and the chulin stays as chulin. Then we're toila that way, we assume that that's what happened. However, the Rav says, if let's say, for example, you have two piles, two baskets, one of tevel and one of chulin, so obviously if it falls into chulin, if truma falls into chulin, that's a problem, that's going to be meduma. But if it falls into tevel, it's more convenient to say that it falls into tevel because you can fix that and take off truma from a different place. Still, if it would fall into tevel, lemaisa right now, truma would aser the tevel until you did something else. So it would actually take it at a status quo. So no matter where the truma would fall into, if the truma would fall into tevel or the truma would fall into chulin, it would really aser both of them. So why, like the Rav says, mehechatesi, you're going to pick which one it fell into if both of them are going to be aser. Because really you don't gain that much. Masha Enkein, if it's chulin and truma, if it falls into the truma, nothing changed at all. So that's why we say that. Now, Taisa Santif explains that we only say all these things that the Mishnah is dealing with truma bizmana zeh, that's midirabanan, but not midiraisa. Because there you would need rov, that rov of it would be mevatel. The next case in the Mishnah, ein yadua ezu hi shel truma ve'ezu shel chulin, if you don't know which of the baskets is truma and which is chulin. So stam, you have a case, nothing fell into anything. You just have a case that there are two baskets. And then you just didn't know. One of them was truma, one of them was chulin. You forgot, whatever it is. You don't know. Ochul achas man, and then he ended up eating one of them. Potter. You don't have to give a karen or a chaymish, because maybe, like the Rav says, you ate chulin. Vashnia noigba betruma, v'chayev es bechala. But now the second one, you have to give it and treat it like it's truma on one hand, because maybe the first one that you ate was chulin. V'chayev es bechala. But you're also going to give it a chumra of chulin. What's the chumrah of chulin? That you have to take off challah by chulin. You don't have to take off challah by truma, but you have to take off challah by chulin. So if it's chulin, you'd have to take off challah. Div Rebbe Meir. This is Rebbe Meir's shita. So you treated both chumras, because you don't know what the first one you ate. If the first one you ate was truma, this is chulin. You have to take off challah. If the first one is chulin, and this is truma now, you have to take off truma on this. Rebbe Yossi Poitra. So Rebbe Yossi says you're potter from everything. Obviously, it may be chulin. You may have eaten truma to begin with. So obviously, therefore, you're not mechuyev if you would eat it. You don't have to pay Karen Chemish on it. And also, it's not challah because it's also considered meduma. In other words, like the Rav says, since you didn't know what it is, it's meduma and pater from challah. The Rav says here that the halach is like Rabbi Yossi in all these cases. There's going to be other cases in the future Mishnais as well. The halach is always going to end up being like Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah continues, Ochel Acher Sashniya, but if a second person would go and eat the second basket, and like the Mefarshim bring the Yerushalmi says that they didn't know about the first basket, the halachic shailas they asked separately, Potter, because maybe the first one ate Truma, and therefore he's Potter. Ochel Echad Eshtayim, but what if one person eats both of them, Mishan Kiktana Shebeshtayim? So if one person eats both of them, so now for sure he has to pay a Karen and a Chaimish, because certainly he ate Truma. The shaila was, we didn't know which basket was truma. So you would just assume that the smaller basket, because amotzi mechavelev alav haraya, that the smaller basket was the one that's truma, and therefore mishalam kiktana shebishtayim, so you'd pay a karen and a chomish based off of the smaller basket, because maybe that was the one that was truma.